105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy, and today I'm in Easington at the Skills Exhibition, joined by Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much. And it's a lovely exhibition. And but let's begin at the beginning. What is Skills?
Skills is the Spurn Kilnsea Easington Area Local Studies Organisation group. We research. Projects and stories in the area, photographs, to try and bring it to the public's notice, really, to sort of the exhibition has proved today, to bring back people's memories, and hopefully by doing that it'll encourage them to bring even more information to the front, so that otherwise it gets forgotten, you know, otherwise.
Right, and now tell us, what is the exhibition this year about?
This year we've got two exhibitions going side by side. One is the Easington Gala Revisited, by Jean Mills. This was quite a big event in the village for a number of years. Unfortunately, it faded into obscurity, but as you see by the photographs, there are a lot of things happening. And the other one was research by Andy Clubley, which is the history of the pubs in Easington and Kilnsea, and the history of the publicans and the pubs themselves, and obviously we've got some memorabilia of drinking items which have, from what I gather talking to people, brought back a lot of memories.
Pretty cool. How long does it take to put up an exhibition like this?
It's been researched for... Jean Mills has been researching, I think, for about nearly 2 years now. Andy's been doing it for probably a year or more, so it does take quite a long time to get this material together, and then it's quite a big push to get it actually on display for the public as it is now.
Right, and for how long is it visible for people?
Just the one day today, from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock today, that's all. Just once, unfortunately.
Right, and are you planning on doing another one?
We do one every year, actually, yes. We change the subjects. We've had the last year with the lifeboat, celebrating Spurn 200 years. We've had a variety of things. We do tend to sometimes put some of the exhibition on at the Wellick Heritage, but obviously it's limited space, so we can't put as much as we have on today, you know. So.
And where are you getting the items from that people obviously brought in to exhibit here today?
People have donated, but have loaned things. I've quite a few things there belong to me. But generally people are quite good in coming forward with things to borrow for the exhibition, you know.
Really good. And are you looking for special items for next year already?
We haven't actually yet decided what next year's exhibition subject will be, so we'll watch this space.
Okay, and well, speaking generally, what kind of stuff can people borrow to the exhibition?
We're always after photographs, particularly of the area, and also people's memories, stories of things that, say otherwise, they get forgotten, get lost in the past. Unfortunately, people pass on, and it's lost forever then, so we're keen to get stories, information, photographs, anything to do with Easington, Kilnsea or Spurn as a subject.
Very good. If people are listening to this and thinking, maybe I have got a story they don't know yet, how can people reach you?
Well, we do have a website, but also if our chair, Jan Crowther, at Kilnsea, the contact her or myself, Mike Welton, but we do have a website which is available, which does cover quite a lot of subjects with lots of articles about people and places in the area, so go to the website. It's at skills@btinternet.com, or you can go to the general website for Skills is http://skills.co.uk.
Right, and your opinion is questioned now. What are you most proud of that you could show here today?
I think they're both equally good. I think the pub side of things has shown a great deal of interest because it's quite a popular following is at the pub, as you can probably imagine.
Right, okay. And you will be here until when today?
Till 4 o'clock.
Right, and...
It's 1 o'clock now, so we've got 3 hours if you want to come down and see it now.
Okay, and if not, we can find you here exactly at the same place next year again.
Oh, yes, certainly, yes. Yeah,
we'll be here. Thank you very much for joining me for the interview. It was very interesting, and I will have a look around myself. This was Dorothy Rahn for 105.3 Seaside FM at Easington.